Data Finder Minds, this is Vishen Lakhiani, and this is going to be one of the best online events, interviews you've heard in my blog in a long, long time. Let me give you an idea of what's happening. So on the phone, I have David and Kristen Morelli. These guys are rock stars of personal growth. They are young, they're up and coming. They host, get this, the third most popular radio show on iTunes. Oprah's number one. I can't remember who's number two, but they are number three, and it's a pretty big accomplishment. And here's what they're going to be talking about. David and Kristen are spiritual coaches who I truly respect because while they are masters at what they teach in terms of mindset and working with energy and intuition, they are also amazingly successful. And in a world where so many spiritual people are broke, David and Kristen stand out because they've hit that really awesome balance where they're out there making change in the world, but they're also experiencing prosperity and abundance. And this is the key message of their call. They're going to be talking to you about how to raise your prosperity vibration so that you are able to attract more money into your life so you can go out and do great things with that money. And that is such an important thing to learn. David, Kristen, how are you guys today?
We're great.
Yeah, we're fantastic and thrilled to be here.
I love getting on the phone with you guys because the two of you are hilarious together. Like, you really make me laugh and you're so filled with energy.
Oh, I was laughing when you were like, Oprah's number one. I don't know who's at number two.
But they're number three, you know.
Now, I don't remember minor points like that. So, David.
Marianne Williams is the fill in the blank answer.
David, give us a clue. What are you going to be covering today?
All right. So, you guys, you know, since when you signed up knowing full well that you were going to get three energy exercises that would blow your socks off.
Woohoo!
First one is the golden ball of light exercise.
It's my personal favorite.
The second exercise is Xerox the Box, which helps you find those subconscious blocks or the things that are holding you back. And then we have the sabotage solver, which is getting you into alignment with your actions today.
I'd like to make one comment about the sabotage solver. Just sabotage is the number one thing that keeps people from success in all areas of their lives. I mean, we're talking about wealth today, but everything we talk to you about tonight, you can apply to every area of your life. That's the benefit. So, you know, you showed up for wealth, but you're going to get lots of perks in other areas of your life. And almost everyone sabotages. So pay close attention to that sabotage solver.
So just one quick point about that before we begin a little bit farther. Sabotage is kind of like that internal crap that gets in the way of you actually stepping forward in the life that you want. So it's kind of like crapotage. It's like sabotage, but different. So we're going to be talking about that, and then we're going to give you lots of other stuff that you're going to be totally excited about hearing and about experiencing, because this is really an experiential call. So get cozy.
Okay, and hey, guys, okay, so here's the thing. We had, last I checked, we had 8,700 people signed up for this call. And there's an email that just went out, so we're expecting that we have around 10,000 people signed up. Now, the show-up rate, in other words, like 10,000 people might sign up, but maybe only 3,000 to 4,000 are actually on the call right now. But get this, 3,000 to 4,000 people are going to be meditating and going through these visualization exercises at the same time. And there's an immense power in that. In fact, it's called the Maharishi effect. They've done studies that showed when you have a group of people meditating at the same time, it creates some sort of resonant frequency that tends to energize everyone. So that's one of the things that's really exciting about this call.
So, And when we've taught programs in the past, because we teach them to people, you know, we leverage the internet and people are learning worldwide and they all come together live because we do everything live. And, you know, everybody comes together live and it's like these little points of light, these little beings all over the planet that are just ding, and then connecting with each other, you know, and it does, it has this exponential effect. It's, you know, the when two or more are gathered in my name. So you guys settle in. This is a really exciting event for you to be at.
That's cool. That special effect sound that you make, did you just press some sort of button or did you actually make that sound?
No. That was me.
She pulled it out of her button.
So before we start, guys, I want to explain to the several thousand people listening in how this call started. Okay, so here's the story. David came to visit me in my office, the Mind Valley office. Mind Valley is my company. We run Finding Minds and like 20 other gajillion websites on personal growth, right? So David came to my office. I took him out for dinner. I treated him to dinner, bought him drinks, and I'm like, hey, David, so I think you have like this this psychic ability. Can you give me a free reading? And I got him to give me a free reading. Now, here's the thing. David charges $1,200 for 30 minutes because he's that good. He's one of the most powerful psychics in America. I got a free reading. Score. And it was awesome.
I know. All it costs is dinner and a few drinks.
It was dinner and a few drinks.
That's a good health equation right
and
there.
And I was smart enough to get him non-alcoholic drinks because I knew I was going to ask him for this. I didn't want to get him drunk.
That's right.
So here's what happened. Now, David took me through three exercises. Now first he did some crazy stuff where he made me project myself 20 years into the future and get a vision of what I was going to be doing with my life. And it was so unbelievably inspiring. The very next day, I made some concrete changes in how I structured and planned my life. But then I told him that I had these certain wealth blockages. I felt that I'd hit a certain threshold in my life, a glass ceiling when it came to wealth. And I was very happy and I felt very successful. But for the last 1 year, I hadn't gone beyond this ceiling. And so David did these three exercises with me, and it's the exact same exercises he's doing with you guys right now. Now, I found that these exercises were so beneficial. Like, I could feel energy pouring through my body as I went through them, that I thought, it'll be awesome if I can get him to do this for, like, several thousand people on Finer Minds, even if I have to buy him dinner again. And that's how
it happened. Buy him into your office.
Right. So the first exercise is called the Golden Ball of Light, and it's a powerful visualization exercise that will help you expand your wealth mindset. The second one is Xerox the Box, where I don't even know how he came up with that name or what he was smoking, but Xerox the Box, and basically it's got nothing to do with boxes or Xerox machines. That's why I'm so confused as to how that name got created. But
and it's got
it's
nothing
fun.
To do
you
with smoking anything either.
Right. But basically you pull out a negative presences in your being, in your energetic being that are holding you back, and you get rid of these. The third one is what I found the most unique. You see, people can go through these exercises, but then often they lack the actual commitment in the real world to make the changes they need to get to that whole new mindset of wealth. And the sabotage solver, exercise number three, was just wow. I mean, that really did it for me. So the very next day, I remember I was buzzing with energy. I remember telling David how good I felt. I, like, walked into work the next day just feeling a completely new me. And I decided that day that I wanted to bring them on to Finer Minds and, you know, help support them in any way I can by recommending them because they've had such a profound influence on me. You guys rock.
Aww.
Okay. So let's get started.
All right, great.
That sounds good. And let's do it.
So everybody who is sort of sitting in wherever spot you're at, what I'd like to offer is a couple things. One is, if you're willing, I'd love to guide you through these exercises. And I know you don't know me that well, but you'll get to know me a whole lot better in this call, and you'll get to know yourself a whole lot better, which is actually the point. You're also going to want a pen and paper nearby because some of these exercises are going to give you insights into things that you're going to want to capture, and we're also going to give you some really key points that you'll want to remember beyond this call. And then there's one other thing that I'd like you to know about. This is all about you. This is not about us. I mean, we're going to have a good time. We're going to be laughing. We're going to be, like, rolling in the aisles. But this is really about you, your dreams, and your commitment to yourself and what it is that you want to create. So I just want to presence that before we get going, and I know Kristen has something.
Yeah, I mean, we offer ourselves as your guides, and you'll hear in our backgrounds that we have a lot of experience and related to wealth, both on the sort of tactical or the tangible, practical stuff and on the inner energetic pieces of it. And we're really just going to share with you our storehouse of wisdom and hope that that can serve you in your life. And so what you're really going to experience is you're going to learn the importance of sort of immersing yourself in the language of transformation for true wealth in your life. It's the language that the universe speaks, and we want you guys to be speaking it. It's the energy of money, and that's really what we're going to be sort of laying a foundation for all of you so that you have that to take away, and plus you'll have three rockin' experiences. So I don't know what you think, Vishen. We could go into an energy exercise, or if you feel like they need to hear a little bit about our background so they know, why listen to us.
I think your background story is so phenomenal that they need to hear it. But before they go there, I just want to tell them about the live discussion we have going. Okay, so guys, very important, take out a paper and a pen because there's going to be a lot of cool stuff. you're gonna want to write down just so you remember it. Because it's not just they're not just gonna guide you through these exercises. They will be giving you a bunch of insights, frameworks, and all sorts of ideas on how to understand wealth as it is related to your energetic frequency and your wealth mindset. Okay, now the second thing is, this is really important. If you are on your computer, open up Facebook. Don't chat with your friends. Don't send any messages. But type in Finer Minds in the Facebook search button, and you'll bring up the Finer Minds Facebook group. Right now you'll see it has about 4,800 members. Join that group by just clicking the like button once. Don't worry, there's no privacy issues or anything. Just join that group, and you will see that there's a live discussion taking place. Okay, so there's going to be thousands of people on this Facebook group, and if you have a particular question or if you have a comment, like you want to say, Vision, you sound really excited today, but please slow down. I'm there. I'm actually going to be live on Facebook hearing you, and I'll be answering questions if you say anything. And those of you who want to help as well by just jumping in, you know, if someone answers a question, go ahead and answer it. We've done this before in the past. I did this in an interview I did with John Ashraf, and it was amazing. We had like hundreds of people asking questions, helping each other out. It was this huge community thing, and everyone just really dug it. Okay, so get on Facebook, search for Finer Minds, click the like button, join the community, and take part in discussion. It's going to help you get a lot more out of this.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So,
we'll join you there too. And also, Vision, if I could just add, you guys, listen, when we're doing the energy exercises, really get present. Like, turn that computer around for those energy exercises, because the thing that we find is the more you invest you in those moments, the more present you are, and David will guide us through kind of getting really present, the more it will shift your energy. So it's all in direct correlation to how much you invest your whole being in those moments to shift your energy. You've got an awesome opportunity here.
Right. And if any of you are writing on Facebook while the energy exercises are going on, I can see you. So
no hiding.
So let's go on to your story, because both of you have got amazing stories.
All right. So I wasn't always a sort of wacky energy dude. My history is really actually as an engineer. I was a pretty unhappy engineer and really considered myself stuck when it came to wealth.
I'm raising my hand because he doesn't tell this, but one time he told me, so I have to tell everybody. So he had such deep frown lines in his face, in his like eyebrows.
Right between my eyebrows are these two creases.
He was like this totally, and I saw pictures of him. He was like this totally uptight, not happy, laughing sort of dude. And he used to sit in front of the mirror and try to smooth them out so that he could try to look happier.
I know. I didn't realize it was about energy. But once I learned to shift my energy, I realized, oh, that's why those frown lines were there. So here's the deal. You know, when it comes to anything, really, when it comes to wealth, in this case, the energy of wealth, I was really basting in a soup or a whatever you would call marinating in my family's energy, right, related to wealth. And they didn't really – I can't say that they were really that well aligned and joyful and free related to wealth and, you know, being able to bring in money and have it really feed them and put it into the, you know, things that they really loved. And so I had a lot of tightness. I had a lot of crap around it, you know. And here's an example of that. When I was 23, I actually inherited – surprise inheritance from my great uncle. He passed away and left me $300,000. And here's what happens. Here's why energy is so important. On the inside, I didn't actually believe that I was worth that $300,000. And I knew on some level that it was like this dissonance, right? Here's this amazing amount of money. And then inside, I wasn't feeling worthy of it. That was the soup that I had lamented in, but it's more like marinated in, right? So what happened was this $300,000 falls in my lap, and wouldn't you know that within about 3 or 4 years, I managed to chase away every single dollar of that. Now, for anybody who knows anything about wealth, on the practical level, you would know that if I just squirreled that away and had it start investing, that by the time I was 50, I would have probably something like, you know, I don't know how much, like $10 million, you know, something like that.
It starts multiplying a lot after 30 years.
Yeah. So here's why I tell you that story. My internal blocks or my energetic blocks related to wealth was the thing that chased that away. I put it into wise investments, and all of them left. So what I want to tell you guys And I got to tell you, that was the hardest time in my life related to my wealth. That was the most difficult time period because I realized, oh, my God, there's that nest egg, and I knew that it was driving it. What drove it away was on the inside of me. And there is nothing more painful than staring yourself in the mirror saying, I have no more security when I had so much,
yeah.
Right? And
but I would say the benefit of it, I know it was one of the hardest times, and I've heard you tell this story, but also it led you to energy work and led you to opening up your entire life. Because I remember you telling me a story, like you would listen to affirmations 24 hours a day, you'd go to workshops, you'd read the books, you did all the things you were supposed to do, all the people who know about wanting to change their lives, you were following all the right steps, right?
Yeah, and then I still chased it away.
Yeah.
And that's really because of what you're going to learn tonight is how to take your energy or how to change your energy related to your wealth, because wealth affects really all areas. There's some statistics that I'd actually like to share with you just in case you wonder, is wealth actually important to work on? Can I just work on, you know, other stuff? You know? So here's some statistics. The number one cause of disease in people, you know, said by the American Medical Association, they say 90% of all disease is caused by stress. So it's the number one cause of disease. The number one cause of stress is money issues. And the number one cause of divorce is money issues. So let me ask you this. If money touches both how your physical, you know, that stress around money creates physical disease, it creates not only your financial stress, but also if it affects your relationships, is money actually something that you need to focus on? Would it actually change your life? And I'm here to say that if people in general, and I believe every single person has this, whether they're covering it over or not, money issues is the key place to work if you really want to free yourself spiritually in this world and walk through the world living every moment in connection with divinity. And it sounds weird because our culture is so much like grab onto money or hoard it or, you know, oh, get it away from me, I don't want it, right? But when you come into balance with it, you can serve. So,
yeah.
So just the last snippet of my background is once I lost that $300,000, what happened was I decided that I was going to find stuff that worked on my subconscious because that's where I knew what it was, and I started working with these energy tools that you're going to learn tonight. As a result of these energy tools that you're going to learn tonight, what I did was I went from having nothing, zero, 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 no practice either. I went from zero to a full practice of working with people and helping them in 10 days, full practice in 10 days after I started learning these energy tools. And then I was like, holy cow, these things work. So I immersed myself in it, right? So I jumped in, I dove in with both feet, and what happened was then I doubled my practice that next month in terms of revenue. And then, you know, it just, the snowball kept going, and I was like, this stuff works, I'm in, show me everything you got. You know, and that's when I learned from three different masters. I really learned from them. And I would say if there were a PhD for the ability to see, heal, and read energy, that's what I was questing after. And some people might say that that's what I got. But it was really important to me to make that change in my life. And also what I realized is, holy cow, now I can help so many more. So that's what I'm here for tonight for you guys.
That's awesome, David. And I just want to jump in there and share my experience with the same phenomenon. I am a very successful entrepreneur, and I am in many ways a millionaire. But a few years ago, I was over $100,000 in debt. I had a successful business, at least it looked successful on the outside, but the cost of running that business was so high that my business partner and I, we actually were in debt. We hadn't even paid off our college loans. And we were crazy smart guys, and we did everything we could, new marketing ideas, new business strategies, consultants, expensive hires, really cool websites, but nothing could get us, could you know, make us cash flow positive. What I discovered at that time was I started pouring myself into reading, not business reading, but personal growth reading, and I discovered that I had a faulty wealth mindset. I basically had wealth programming, all sorts of dumb beliefs such as I felt a little bit guilty about making money. I felt that I was too young to be rich, and all those beliefs were holding me back. And I went through 1 month where I just purged myself of all these beliefs. And here's what happened. The business was 5 years old. That in a span of just 8 months, David Clifton and everyone listening, we grew 400%.
Wow.
And
holy cow.
Yeah, we grew 400%. So, and this was just, it was May, and by December, we were 400% bigger than what we were in May. And that was just massive growth. And it happened because I had changed my wealth mindset. That's how powerful it is. So the key idea I want to get out to people, and I want you to take this down because it's really important. If you're trying to attract money, it's not what you do. It's how you think. It's your mindset. If you have a faulty mindset, no matter what you do, whether it's investing in a new opportunity or start a new business, you're going to fail. The universe will in some way conspire to keep you at that same wealth glass ceiling. But when you change that mindset, it's as if you have a golden touch. Whatever you do ends up being successful. You know, you've heard of these people who have golden touches. They are not often the best investor or the smartest guy. It looks like that. But that golden touch comes from their mindset. They are the guy with the wisest, the most powerful, the biggest wealth mindset. Would you agree, David, Kristen?
Yeah, I would agree. I have an awesome story to share about that.
And I'll say this. Mindset is made up of your energy set, so to speak.
Yeah.
Meaning it's your energy that drives it all. Your thoughts actually come out of your energy patterns. And so that's some of the stuff we're going to explore tonight, too. So,
and David really showed that to me. I mean, I was not a believer in any of that. You know, I mean, I did it. I just didn't know it conceptually that that's what I was doing. So I'll share with you how I did it. But I, you know, when he would talk about energy stuff, and I would think, you know, that's a little woo-woo. Like, how does that – because I'm a really sort of feet-on-the-ground, practical, how-do-you-make-things-happen-in-the-world kind of gal. And But what he's talking about, you know, when people talk about mindset, vision, here's where I think people get it a little bit wrong, okay, is that they don't really talk about what's behind that mindset, what drives. It's the same thing that's behind our emotions. In all of it is energy. I mean, that's why we call our radio show Everything is Energy, because everything literally is. Everything you put into your body, everything you surround yourself with, your relationships, it's all based on energy.
Science says it.
Yeah,
says it, everybody.
And so when we're talking about mindset, what's underneath that is your energy. Your thoughts are literally running in an energetic pattern, a frequency. And when you have, you know, many of you, if you look at your wealth, since that's what we're talking about tonight, but, you know, again, if you want to think about something else, that's fine. But when you look at your wealth, look at the patterns that you keep recreating in your life. What happened was the vibrational pattern got set in place at a certain age. It could have been from a trauma event. It could have been from a repetition, literally what David was talking about. I can't remember the words he used, but that vibrational soup that we marinate in as children, that it's not actually, things are not being transferred consciously. They're being transferred subconsciously, energetically, vibrationally. And you house that in your body. And so when you go to, like Vision was talking about, take all this action to try and change your life, it's not going to happen. Or even just affirmations, because all the affirmations are doing are laying over the stuff that's underneath. Now, can the affirmations be wicked helpful when you've got the energy right? Oh, yeah. And I mean wicked in the most positive way, as you say the word, like from the Northeast.
Like wicked cool.
Yeah, like that's really wicked cool, like that kind of thing. But that mindset piece is so important for people to understand. You have 60,000 thoughts a day. And those are all run, they're an energy pattern. A lot of them are the same, similar thoughts. And so when you can change the underlying energy of those thoughts, you will start to see major, major shifts in your life. We've done this with thousands of students in the last 15 months to 2 years, and it works. It works. It works in every area of people's lives.
So everybody, you might want to write this down. Change my energy equals change my life, because you can literally change your energy and change your life. And Vision, from what I see in you, you know, because I read energy, when you talk about mindset, you're actually talking something below just the sort of ping pong of thoughts. You're talking sort of an embodied, ingrained, and that's where the energy exists. So I just want to underline that, you know, you're talking about mindset, but there's an energetic component behind it. So everybody, change my energy equals change my life. And those 60,000 thoughts a day that you have will end up being congruent with where it is that you're going in your life.
So since we're talking about wealth tonight, change my wealth energy equals change my wealth.
Life.
And your life. No, I mean,
no, my wealth life. You know, how you live related to wealth. Yeah.
So
that's awesome, guys. And so what I want to do now is I want to have Kristen tell us her story, because Kristen as well has got a remarkable story. And then stay on the line, because then we're going to go straight into the golden ball of light exercise. And you're going to like this one. So, Kristen, do you want to share with us your story?
Yeah, and you guys, listen, the reason we tell your stories is, or tell our stories to you, is not so that we can tell our stories, you know, again and again and again. There's multiple reasons. One is because we want you to see that we actually live it, and that we're not just talking about theories, because we're not going to share theories with you that don't work. It doesn't. It's not worth your time, and it's not worth our time. So that's the big reason. And we also want you to see that we were not always this way. David and I both come from middle-class families with their own bag of stuff. You know, we marinated in our own soups, and we know how to use energy to change your life. And so we really want you to be able to connect with that. So I'll just tell you a little bit about my story. Sorry, I was sick yesterday. So I graduated from college, and when I graduated when I was 21, I really thought I was going to light the world on fire, but I was so terrified. I still remember the summer that I graduated, and some of you might even be feeling like that now, where you really feel like, I'm supposed to be doing something really big in this world. I can feel it inside of me, but you're scared because you don't know how or why or when or anything about what the heck is going to happen to make that come to fruition. And that's exactly how I felt, and I sat in that energy. What a lot of people do is they run from it, or they cover it over, or they numb it by doing a variety of different things, you know, with what you put in your mouth or exercise or watching TV or the relationships you have, you know, all that energy you're surrounding yourself with. And I just sat in it, and I felt it, and I waited. And then when I got really inspired to do something, I went out looking for a job, and I took my first job. But the funny part is, you would think this is definitely not me living my purpose, because my first job, I was selling baby wipes out the back of my green minivan, which is the company car. And I was 21. I was 21 years old. We used to use the car on the weekends at the beach. We'd use it as our apartment. And the front would be where we'd put our makeup on, and the middle would be where we drank our wine out of a box, and we'd clear the baby wipes out of the way back so that we could sleep back there. And so that was when I was 21. But I kept staying with this intention that I was here to serve in the world in a really huge way.
You kept tapping into the energy.
I did.
Yep.
I kept doing it over and over. I would tap into, I was not somebody who analyzed things. I would tap into this deep knowingness that David and I teach our students about. I would tap into this intuitive place. And anybody who's wealthy, David knows, he can tell you this sort of stat on this, but it's like the number one attribution for wealth, and I believe it's from this research book that was done for 20 years on the millionaires and multimillionaires around the world. The number one attribute is intuition. So you're going to hear this over and over and over and over into my life. And all intuition is the ability to clear all your stuff so that you can interpret energy. And so
it's higher than actually studying real business, you know, business stuff.
Or going to good schools or having opportunities networking or any of that is energy. So anyway, here I was. I was, you know, 21, and I kept using my intuition. And every 2 years or so, I would move in this new direction, but my mind could not justify it. By the time I was 26 years old, actually, I'm going to tell you one story about energy first. I was 24 years old, and I really wanted to break into this industry, this one industry. I tried. I could not break in, but I was committed, and I kept, like, staying with it. My actions really reflected my internal commitment. And I finally...
Internal commitment. Write that down. Keep going.
Internal commitment, yes. And so I finally was able to do it, and I got the offer, and it came across the fax machine. I remember this like it was yesterday. John Denver is playing in the background, and for those of you who don't know me, I love myself some John Denver. I was just listening to him this morning. So John Denver's playing in the background, and this offer comes across, and they're going to give me $50,000 to sign a piece of paper. It's called a signing bonus. I was 25. Okay, before that,
wow.
I had made $50,000 in a year. They were going to give me, as a base salary, $120,000, and then I was in sales. So anything above that was going to be all upshot for me. I had been making $50,000 a year. The offer comes across the fax machine, and I feel myself going unconscious. Like, I can't explain this to you guys. It was one of the biggest turning points in my life. I felt myself sabotaging. I could feel that in that moment, I had a choice between the left road and the right road. And it was this weird sort of avoidance, you know, it was really, I know how to recognize it now, but sabotage is tricky to recognize. And that's why David's going to help us with the sabotage solver. It's tricky to recognize. And for a lot of you, you start to have success and you sabotage it. We all do. And so I just could feel it. I could feel that I was sabotaging. And I was like, no. And here was the belief. So, you know, when Vishen said that he felt guilty and that he didn't feel like he, you know, he was too young, I felt like, who am I? Really? $50,000 to sign a piece of paper? Are you kidding? To go work for a company, $120,000 to show up to work? I was like, I cannot bring that much value to them. I'm not worth that. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough context. I don't have, and I just kept running through it.
That's where all her subconscious blocks came up. We're going to talk about that. Keep going.
Yes. And so, and then I felt it, and I had enough awareness to go, I don't know how I'm going to provide the value to them or to the universe. But I believe in myself, and I'm going to do it. So I signed the piece of paper, and within two more years, by the time I was 26, 27 years old, I was selling and negotiating multi-hundred million dollar deals. I was running one-third of North America. I was hiring a huge team. I was building a startup company with some of the most powerful people in the world, the CEOs, chairman of the board, senior management in the telecommunications carriers. I was helping them see the vision of the internet and of content and video and all the things that did not exist in 1997 and 1998. And that is, by the time I was 30 years old, I had retired for life as a multimillionaire. And if you guys will just indulge me one more quick thing, I just want to share one more thing because this is important for all of you. This isn't about my story. This is about that each of you lives inside of each one of our stories. And it's about clearing energy. So I retired as a multimillionaire, and wouldn't you believe I had so much wealth that I started sabotaging again. And I created a firestorm in my life of a lawsuit, all kinds of stuff, that it looked like I was going to lose every dime.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I had to go deep inside and do what, you know, we teach. You know, I won't be able to teach some of that today because David's going to be teaching you some of our powerful energy tools. But I had to go deep inside and clear my subconscious patterns. And a lot of it was different variations on self-worth. So everyone who's listening that thinks I just need the new system, I need to take the next action, I'm the action queen. And if your stuff is not aligned on the inside, it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to say I retired. I was retired for 10 years. I still could be retired. Everything is good. And I'm going to teach you all the things I've learned over the years. So
that's awesome. You guys have an amazing life story. In fact, they should make it into a Hollywood film. I can totally see Julia Roberts playing you, Kristen. And they'll have to find some like 6 foot some. Yeah, yeah, you'd like to play yourself, David.
Yeah.
They'll have to find like some 6 foot two really scruffy looking guy to play you. So how about we get started with the golden ball of light?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay, everybody. So here's where the rubber meets the road, and the meditation meets the something.
And what David's about to do, if I can offer, you guys, if can you imagine this 27-year-old woman, young girl actually, who's in a boardroom with some of the most powerful people in the country, and I have to command their respect, and I don't have like the big business. I went to like an average college, got average grades. It was my presence. It's all about energy. I was not the smartest person in the room. I've never been the smartest person in the room. I probably will never be the smartest person in the room. But if you've got your energy set and people can feel you, they can feel your presence, then you can make so many things happen in your life. And Vishen does the very same thing. I've been in rooms with him. I watch what he does, and he sets his energy and his presence, and he magnetizes. So don't like really take like get present for this exercise, because even though it might seem simple, it's huge. It's a huge shifter. Wouldn't you say, Vishen?
It's not actually my presence. It's because I use Old Spice, you know, that famous perfume.
Old Spice, yeah.
Exactly.
There's
Old Spice.
Nothing to do with my
energy. I know. Old Spice and a little energy, and you got it set. So
Spice.
Here, let's do this.
All right. So, everybody, like we were talking about before, you know, you might be on Facebook and you might be sort of blogging things, but go ahead and, you know, if you want to, shut off your monitor, get a little distance from that. If you're listening, you know, find a spot where you feel like you can settle into you, because this exercise is about you and you finding your authentic power on the inside, your presence, your golden ball of light, and having that be what is the driving force behind your prosperity and all other areas of your fulfillment. So when you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. And a lot of times our energy gets a little scattered, so we're going to start off with something real quick just to get you more here. Imagine you could bring all of your energy and your focus and your attention into this moment, almost like you could magnetize it right here, right now, that you could collect all of yourself up, similar to like you could release from the past and all of your energy could just go clunk right here in this moment in time. Imagine you could take all of you that's in the future, you know, thinking about all the things that you have to do and all the, you know, plans that you have, and just bring yourself clunk right here. And then imagine any other energy that's scattered. Go ahead and bring that energy. Just allow it to be magnetically drawn into this moment right here, right now. Because truly, any other place where your attention would be a distraction from you creating the life that you want. It's all about your energy. Go ahead and get present. Just receive a few deep breaths, getting into this moment as much as you can and in your body. And some people, you might arrive in your heart. You might arrive in the center of your head or any other place within your body. Just arrive, be here. This is a very special opportunity in this moment, which is to get in touch with what it is that you're here for related to your wealth and all other areas, because truly it's the same energy, it just depends on how it expresses itself. So if you would, find that place in you that actually knows who you are on a deep, visceral, energetic level, meaning if you weren't pretending to be all the stuff that you are, if you were to go past all the ways that you've known yourself to this point, there's a deep, powerful presence inside you. Allow your awareness to go into that place that's deep inside that knows who you are and has that powerful presence that we're talking about. And some of you might be a little scared to get in touch with this because it is that powerful. Allow yourself to go in, and even if it feels initially like a whisper, go ahead and just become aware of that place inside you. What I'm going to do is give you permission, give yourself permission to cut through all the crap, meaning let all the crap of who you're supposed to be in the world, let that go for a moment, and allow this presence, this powerful presence inside you of who you actually are, to start to grow. Allow it to grow and start to move into and in through your body. And some of you are going to be like, well, I'm not really sure if I'm doing it right. If you can hear my voice, you can be in touch with this energy. And don't worry about it. If you feel like you're making it up, that's it. That's the energy. It's that sort of fine line between your awareness and what you feel like is making something up. It's actually what you're doing is connecting with it finally, but it might not be familiar. So get in touch with that powerful presence inside you that is the true you, and start to allow that to grow and to expand and to move through your body. It might feel like warmth, or it might feel like tingling. It might feel like peace. It might feel like power. Whatever it is, allow that energy. It might have a color. Allow that energy to grow. what we're going to be doing is bringing this powerful presence in alignment with the wealth that you're here to create. So we'll do that in a moment, but just so you know, that's coming. So allow this powerful presence to grow, allow it to move through your body, and allow it to sort of start to vibrate you. For some of you, it may bring you into peace. Now go ahead and receive a few deep breaths and keep allowing that energy to expand. Allow it to expand not only beyond into every single part of your body, but allow it to expand beyond your body and into the space around you. Because I can tell you this, as you expand and you hold presence, that presence is the thing that is the signal to the universe to say, hey, this is what I'm up to, this is what I'm doing, and I am ready for what you have to offer me. And in fact, you're actually creating by having that presence be bigger than your body. You're creating the vibration in the universe for the results to show up. So if you would, have that presence, that authentic presence inside you related to wealth and related to your power expanding and growing and being all surrounding within you. And there's a couple more steps because we're going to make this even more powerful and glowing so that it becomes the golden ball of light. So now as much as you can feel it, most people have a volume setting related to this power. Like just like a stereo, there's a volume knob, and most people have it all the way down because they're afraid to have their power truly be not only their experience, but how they're experienced in the world. But you know what? If you're going to cut through all the BS, if you're going to actually do what you're here to do on this planet, if you're actually going to have the life that you want, you have to turn that power up. So if you're ready, go ahead and start to turn this volume knob up on your power, on your presence related to wealth and all other areas. It affects everything. It's the same you being powerfully expanded in this moment. Go ahead and turn up the volume in this moment. Crank it up. Allow it to start coming up. Allow it to be powerful, 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 and turn up the volume until you feel like you're starting to glow and you're starting to vibrate. There's going to be a place, I can tell you, that's going to be where you want to pause or where you want to stop. That's that unconscious stuff, that subconscious stuff that we're going to deal with later. But in this moment, keep turning it up until you feel like you start to hum, you start to vibrate, and then there's going to be this point where you're like, whoa, and then you're just going to go bam. And that bam is the commitment. It's usually right around 90 to 93% where it feels like home. It feels like finally you're being you. It's like a deep relaxation sets in because you're, whoa, you're being you, finally. Allow that powerful presence in this moment to be your experience. There can be colors. There can be feelings. There can be just this sense of it, whatever it is. Allow yourself in this moment to be the expanded you, the authentic you, the powerful you. Allow your volume to be up. Go ahead and take a few deep breaths. Receive a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to expand into a few deep breaths in this moment. And here's what happens. The universe ends up saying, aha, I see that you've taken your step. Let me now step in and make you even more of a powerful creator. So what I'd like you to do is imagine above your head is a golden ray of light, almost like a golden column of light or a golden column of liquid that can literally open up in the universe and come into your body and into your presence in this moment, and it can amplify it. Meaning this gold starts to pour in the top of your head. It starts to pour in through your neck, going down through your shoulders, down through your body. The gold can literally shine into you and go down through your legs and all the way down into your feet and toes. But then it's almost like putting a candle inside of a lantern that it even starts to then glow even brighter. Imagine that it sparks that same spark inside you where that presence starts from, where that powerful you starts from, that it hits that place and then suddenly there's this burst of light. That burst of light is you. This is the golden ball of light. Allow your gold to start shining and expanding and being so powerful in this moment. And if you need to stand up or move around a little bit as you experience this, go ahead and have this energy be who you experience yourself as. And can you imagine from this place what you can create in the world? You think wealth is going to be an issue? No, no longer would that be an issue. Do you think living your purpose would be an issue? No, this is purpose. This is you being you. Go ahead and have this powerful you be how you experience yourself from this moment forward. And when you're ready, receive a few deep breaths. Say to yourself, I am powerful. Allow yourself to feel it, and when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes.
Wow. I feel my power in this moment. This feels so great.
Vision, how are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm coming back from like another world. I'm like, where am I? Is it really safe to be doing meditations like this when you're hosting a call with 4,000 people?
It amplifies. The cool thing is, when we're on all together, literally from space, what they've shown is that anytime people are gathered together doing some kind of meditation, especially a powerful meditation, it literally is seen in space as light. So we're working with the, quote, image of light, but it's actually true. It is what the astronauts saw, and they went, wait a second, there's all these places around the planet that where there's glowing light happening, right? And so they would go and they would investigate these places and see what's going on here. What is that light? Because it doesn't show up on the, quote, the pictures that they have where it's like, oh, you can see, you know, Las Vegas and you can see New York or whatever, right? So what they did was they went, wait a second, let's go find out where those places were. Wouldn't you know that it was people who were doing spiritual work, who were getting in touch with their authentic power and were bringing consciousness into that moment? That moment actually created visible light from space. And I want you guys to know this is not just some cool imagination exercise. This literally has a profound effect, not only for your experience, but a rippling effect in the world.
Yeah, no, there are scientists who have studied this. You can Google black box experiments, random number generators. They find that these computer equipments vibrate in a different way when there's a large number of people focusing on the same thing. It is really remarkable how it works.
Yeah,
but
yeah, and this is we are on a mission to have a large number of people focusing, people who want to live at a higher consciousness, who want to make a difference in the world. People who also are willing to have wealth and money in their lives, because you've got to be willing to have both, because when you're willing to have both, you can make even more of a difference. You can be investing your money and having that make a difference in causes that you care about. You can be, you know, donating money to causes that are making a difference. You know, you living at the highest vibration that you can, all of that makes a difference, and you're choosing things that are good for the planet. And, you know, people, we really want these people to be in their greatest, greatest power, and to really change their energy and change their lives. And so, you know, I think it's so important, like David was saying, you know, say to yourself, I am powerful. Even write it down and, you know, feel how you feel when it's genuine, not just an affirmation, but literally this is the feeling in your body.
Okay, so if people want to make a change in their wealth or health, what are some of the things that really limit them? Like what causes that block?
On the inside or the external pieces, because we look at this from a couple of different angles.
Well, I think more what I'm talking about more like the subconscious blocks. What is the subconscious block?
You know, so get this, everybody, in this moment, don't let just this be a glimpse and then for the rest of the call you go back to sort of, quote, normal, right? Allow the new norm to be what you just experienced. So I want to say that, but I want to give you a reference point for where most people and even you prior to this we're sitting in. Go ahead.
Will you share the story? I don't know if you were going to, but would you quick, and I know we've been on for a little while, and hey, everybody who's listening, if you're getting value in this moment, which you probably are with your experience and the information that we're sharing with you, we want you to hang with us. You know, we tend to go longer because we provide a lot of value. We want you to walk away and be like, holy cow, I have new ideas and I have changed my energy and I know how to change my energy. But
there's two more exercises coming up.
Yeah, there are two more exercises coming, so we want you to stay with us through this. But David, would you just share the thing that happens that when a person raises their vibration in their body, which is what we just did, what happens subconsciously?
So subconsciously, it's almost like you can imagine a boat, you know, on the water, and the boat starts to raise up, but Little does the boat know that there are anchors anchoring down into the water. And most of the time, the boat doesn't experience these anchors. But when the buoyancy goes up and the anchors, you know, the rope gets taut, right, there's these anchors that are at the bottom that kind of want to pull it down, you know, so it creates all this sort of havoc. What happens is as you raise your vibration, sometimes all of your crap can come up and can start to get flushed out.
And
so your vibration goes up and the crap either starts to come out or those blocks will start to drag you back down.
And that's what David was talking about, like, you know, the 300,000 living, you know, landing in his lap. Like, yeah, how high is your vibration when that happened?
Oh, my God, it felt like, whoa, and then I was like, yay!
Yeah, but the thing is it's actually a safety mechanism within your body, okay? So, you know, as you have opportunities, business opportunities or, you know, whatever, it's actually a safety mechanism in your body. So as you raise that vibration, it brings you back to, without you even processing this, this happens subconsciously, it will bring you back to safety. There have been studies done that you will stay in a range of wealth, of money, and it's, you know, you will not move outside of that range. If you hit the upper limit of that range, you'll move yourself back down. If you hit the lower limit of that range, you'll organically find opportunities. You'll move yourself back up. We're talking about a new range. We're talking about a whole new level. But what will come up is your subconscious, and why that's so important is the subconscious rules 90 to 96% of every decision. So you might be sitting here listening to this call thinking, no, I drive the ship. You know, I make the decisions. I make the financial decisions. I choose my career. I choose my business that I start. I choose my investments. Actually, subconsciously, you will be attracted or drawn to, and I'm not just simply talking about the law of attraction here, but you will be drawn to things that match your vibration, or I guess I am in sort of that context. I am talking about the law of attraction, but you will be drawn to opportunities or repelled away from opportunities that don't align. And that's why it's so important to get this subconscious piece. You've got to get effective wealth tools related to the subconscious.
And that'll be Xerox the box in a moment. So let me lay just a little bit more framework on this because this is really important to know. And so what I'd like you to do, if you have a pen and paper, is to write this down. 90 to 96% of all of my decisions, 90 to 96% of all of my decisions are made by the subconscious. And then dot, 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 including money. So including money, 90 to 96% of all the decisions that you make aren't even conscious. You're not even aware that that's happening. It happens in the background. That's what Vishen was talking about, mindset. That's why he had to change that mindset from going from 100K in debt in order to be able to be in, like, make a huge leap. That's what he had to do. He had to change the subconscious. So here's what I want you to know. That, imagine this. You've got 96% of you that's making the decisions, and you've got 4% of you that's trying to make a different decision, right? That's your conscious mind.
Here's about a new investment idea, a new business idea, a new job, a new career, a new something, right? That 4% is like, yeah, we're going somewhere.
So you've got 4% battling against 96%, right? And so what most people think is, I don't have the willpower to make the changes that I want. Or they try something and it fails, and they're like, dang it, it must be me. No, it's all the energy that you have tied up in your subconscious blocks. All that raw power can actually be removed from those blocks and aligned to this powerful presence that we just started connecting you with. So imagine you've got this 4% battling against this 96%. Well, who's going to win? Well, now we're changing the game so that you can actually change that orientation, those patterns, so that that subconscious, because it's still going to make 90 to 96% of your decisions. But here's the thing. When you align it to your purpose, when you align it to what you're here for, it'll make the decisions in alignment with your new commitment in the world.
And when you do that, get out the way. We're talking about less effort and way more results in your life. And it just, it kills me to watch people who put out all this effort, and they're trying, and they're not living the life that you're meant to live, that you're meant to, you're meant to be doing the things, the top five things that you're most passionate about. You're meant to be spending your time and your energy doing that. But I watch people putting out all this effort because they think, well, if I just put out more effort or if I just do that next thing, it's going to make a difference. And when you get – and it doesn't, and it feels like crap when it doesn't. But when you get that inner alignment going, you've just, like, greased the skids and get out.
So, so here's a really powerful example, guys. When I met Richard Branson, one of the questions I asked him was, so Richard, you have 300 companies under the Virgin brand, right? And you have all these companies run by a different business partner. So you lead a fairly relaxed lifestyle. But my big question to you, Richard, is how do you know which business partners to trust? Because you get so many proposals from people who want to partner with you. And he goes, Vishen, you know, normally within 60 seconds of shaking someone's hand, I instantly have a gut reaction on them,
yes,
and I know whether I want to work with this person.
Wow.
Now,
and that's all energy.
The law of attraction. Yeah, he doesn't believe in the law of attraction. He doesn't believe in intuition. It's not part of you know, his field of study. But observe what he said. Within 60 seconds, he has a gut reaction. And think about what David just said.
Wow.
When that 96% of your subconscious is aligned, it's working with you. And
yes,
what I believe is working for that billionaire, Richard Branson. His intuition is so strong, the decisions that he makes end up being correct. And that's really what happens when you raise the bar on your energetic frequency for money.
You guys, and listen,
so,
this isn't just Richard Branson. Yes, great data point. It is also the studies that have been done on all the millionaires and multimillionaires, and it's what I've lived. We are not talking theory here. I'm only talking stuff that I've lived. And it is totally
right.
True. When you clear it, and you get that subconscious aligned, you can almost smell, you feel them. I don't know. It's this very organic process where opportunities just happen. They start, you just gravitate towards those. And it's just like Richard Branson. Like, David always laughs at me, and I'm like, nope, that doesn't have any energy in it. Don't even go there. And he's like, what?
And
I'm like, I can just.
And yes, scientific studies have been done. Newark College of Engineering, Professor John Mihalovsky, proved that CEOs who score high in intuition tests also tend to create the biggest profitability rises in their companies. And
yes,
CEOs that score poorly in intuition tests tend to perform poorly. And again, what he concludes is that successful people are highly intuitive. So here's the question, guys. What can people do? What can people do to really get their subconscious working with them?
Well, we're going to clear the subconscious blocks with Xerox the Box.
And also, just I said it before, but just intuition. What David's doing, if you guys can picture this, for you to connect with that intuition, that most powerful place where you create your wealth, where business opportunities are, the only thing between you and that is the alignment of your subconscious, right? So when we go to Xerox the Box, you're becoming more intuitive. All intuition is the ability to interpret energy. That's it. And so that's the brilliance, is we're aligning that subconscious so that you can be one of those really powerfully intuitive people, and you're kind of clearing out the old gunk and you know, sort of reestablishing it to a higher vibration, a higher wealth frequency. So let's go. I'm excited.
All right.
I love doing these.
Vishen, anything else to add before we jump in?
No. Let's jump right in.
Right.
I think this is a powerful exercise.
Awesome. So go ahead and allow your eyes to close and your awareness to immediately open. Go right back into that space that we were occupying before of your presence, your powerful presence, that golden ball of light. If you want to, you can even have that gold pour down in this moment and start to amplify your true presence. And this will affect your wealth and everything else. Go ahead and turn up the volume on this presence. You don't have to turn it up all the way, but I would encourage you to turn it up to that place that feels like home, that feels like, all right, there's no BS here, this is just me, and you have that sort of gold starting to amplify and bring out that power. All right, so in this moment, we'll actually just breathe into that a little bit more. Go ahead and have your awareness on, okay, where's my volume? Bring that volume up. As you notice this, what I'm going to invite you to notice is as you turn up that volume, for a lot of you, it's going to be this little resistance, almost like it wants to come back down, or there's going to be this place that's like, I can't get past this point. That is what we are going to find in your system. So I'd like you to notice with your volume knob, where is the resistance? So turn your presence all the way down, start to turn it back up, and find that spot that feels like, ooh, it's kind of, it's kind of, right? Find that spot. Now we're going to Xerox the box to find what inside you, where that is inside you, where you're limiting this presence from being in your life. And I would encourage you to work on related to wealth. You might work on another area, but whatever it is, we're going to be finding those blocks so that you can have the powerful presence related to your wealth and everything else that you want. So I'm going to explain something to you. You can just hang out here for a little bit. You can have that gold continuing to come in and just allow it to keep enlivening you and filling you up with brand new life force. I'm going to explain a concept. What we're about to do, have you ever seen one of those Xerox machines or a scanner that has a bar of light that goes across where it's like it scans the document, you know, you put your document face down and it's like, and it has this light that goes across it. And what it does is it picks up what's on that page, right? It picks up the black spot. So with this gold coming in, I'm going to ask you to make all of your energy that is not your block, I'm going to ask you to make that all gold. So all the energy that's in agreement with your powerful presence in the world and having that powerful presence be totally magnetically amplified and vibrant, all that's going to turn gold. And then what I'd like you to do, almost like a 3D version of this little bar of light that goes across, you're going to make it almost like a plane. You scan your body to find where inside you, you scan yourself from head to toe, where inside you is that gunk? And it's going to turn all black. So you've got gold contrasted with black so that you can pick it up real easy. So do that scan right in this moment. Some of you are like, there's a little too much black for my comfort. Go ahead and breathe. Now in front of you, go ahead and put out a bubble. Imagine that you could have a bubble out in front of you that's like a soap bubble, but really big. And in this bubble is a magnet. What you're going to do is have this magnet suck out this black stuff. It's going to suck out the blocks that are inside you to having your presence. And I'm going to invite you to have your presence related to wealth because I can tell you this is the area that it affects you most right now. Go ahead and have that stuff get sucked out of you and into this bubble in front of you. Notice as that's getting sucked out of you, this magnet is just, it can effortlessly bring all this crud out of you. As that's happening, I'm going to invite some of you to who feel like, oh, I think I might be done, Xerox yourself again, you know, scan yourself again to see, is there anything else in here? And this time be a little more thorough and say, you know what, I'm just going to scan all the rest of the stuff, turn all black, all the rest of me turns all gold, and ooh, I might have found a few things that I didn't know were lurking there. The stuff that was lurking there was the stuff that is more comfortable being in a low vibration. And this is the stuff that will reach for safety and sabotage you because it's really just reaching for safety. It's not malicious. It's just saying, I need to come back down. But you are about to take your power out of those things that feel like you need to come back down. So out in front of you, you have this bubble. And in this bubble is all this crud. You're going to make a second bubble right next to this bubble. So you're going to have two bubbles instead of one bubble. The next bubble has it's the same kind of bubble, got a magnet in it, but this time you're going to take your power back from all of that stuff, all of that gunk that's in the first bubble. You're literally, like you could see it almost like liquid coming out from the first bubble into the second bubble, which is your essence, your life force, the power that had fallen into these patterns. You're going to take your power back. So go ahead and see that second bubble and literally see it sucking the life force, your power, out of the first bubble gunk. And in there, do you think that gunk had been affecting your wealth? You bet your bottom dollar. Go ahead and keep sucking that power out. Allow that power to get sucked into the second bubble and allow that bubble to be as big as it needs to be. And here's, I'm just going to describe to you what a lot of people experience. They experience, wow, how did all that beautiful power, that vibrancy, that aliveness, that, wow, how did that get stuck in these patterns? Well, it happens to every single person. The only reason something runs in your life, the only reason you attract things based on your gunk is because there's part of you in it. There was part of your power in it. So take your power out of it so you no longer have to create with that gunk. Suck your life force out. I'm going to give you 3 more seconds. 1, 2, 3. Allowing your power to be all in this second bubble. If you want to, you can do a little Xerox on that first bubble just to make sure you got all of your power out of there. And if not, just click, allow it to come scooting over into that second bubble. Now, you have the first bubble, which is going to probably look a whole lot different than the second bubble. Take this second bubble and start to bring this in with an internal commitment that you are going to use your power and your presence to unlock and unleash and align your subconscious to be working towards your wealth as well as any other area that you want. That this gets to align with what you're really here for, with your subconscious lining up to be able to create the prosperity and the power and the presence in your life that you want. Allow this energy to come back in and allow it to come through your body. And welcome it home. And now, that first bubble out there is merely a shell of what you used to live. And allow yourself to just look out at that and say, you know, on some level, that may have served me in the past, but I'm ready to let it go. When you're ready to let it go, just go ahead and pop that bubble, dissipating or decharging that energy so it just becomes neutralized. And now, I'd like you to go back to, just go ahead and breathe in for a few moments. I'd like you to go back and become aware of your volume knob and notice, does your volume knob move more easily? Because in this moment, I am guessing that you could turn it up a lot more fluidly, and this will affect your wealth, your health, your relationships, and how you experience yourself in the world. So when you're ready, go ahead and turn up that volume to wherever it is you'd like to have it for this next part. Allow that gold to keep pouring into you, to amplify your energy and to let the universe know, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready for something new. I'm ready to have this be how I create rather than creating from those blocks. Envision, how are you doing?
That was wonderful, David. I love that exercise. I've been doing it several times since you first showed it to me a few weeks ago. And you're absolutely right. I love how you relate it to the first one, because after doing that, when I visualize my volume knob, it feels like it's just been greased. It moves a lot more fluidly.
One of the things that I want to share with people is, think about just right now in your life how often during a day you think about money or that your safety or security or how you're going to grow something or, you know, wanting to be able to have this great lifestyle. Think about how that sort of, you know, the amount of time you spend worrying and obsessing and planning.
Or avoiding.
You know, think about all that energy that you're investing in things that they're not helping you. And when you start to clear this, when you do this exercise multiple times over and over, you will start to pull your energy out of those just really toxic patterns. That I get why you do it. I've done it. David's done it. But it really takes a commitment and a lot of support, because it's almost an addiction people have.
A vibrational addiction.
Yeah, it's a vibrational addiction to being in the vibration you've always known. And to break an addiction, you need support. You need people who can help you get out of that old vibration and into your new one. But no amount of support or help comes without 100% commitment from you. You have to be 100% committed to that I am ready. I don't know how. I don't know any of the other details, but I am ready. And I do think that if you showed up here on this call with people like me and David and Vishen, that you are ready. But I can't decide that for you, and neither can David, and neither can Vishen. You know, we can teach you some tools and we can create a space, but it's the commitment comes from you, and then get that support around you. And so I just want to make a comment about that. We are the average of the five people that we spend the most time with.
Every person.
Every person is the average of the five people they spend the most time with, related to their happiness, related to their wealth, their, you know, that their every
study that's been done.
Yes, yes. We are the average. And if you start to look around your life, you'll start to notice it. And so write this down. I am the average of the five people that I spend the most time with. And also write this down. Energy is contagious. And so that has you look at your life with a little bit more awareness and to say, well, where do I want my life to be? Where do I want my sense of financial freedom, my sense of wealth, the kinds of relationships, my health? Where do I want to be? And what am I surrounding myself with? Now, we're the average of the five people that we spend the most time with, but I'm going to say one of the, quote, people for a lot of people is the news, television, magazines, all the things that put you into the vibration of scarcity. I'd say if you start to notice that right now in your life, that you'll notice that you're spending a lot of time around that, watching and reading and taking in all of this subconscious baloney that is totally keeping you in scarcity. So, you know, for me, if you don't take anything else from this call, take away that energy is contagious, and what I surround myself is what is I'm going to experience. Because literally trying to change your vibration all by yourself when everybody around you is in a different vibration feels like pushing a boulder uphill. Trust me, I've done it. I've tried. And the boulder rolled over right back on top of me.
Ouch.
It didn't feel good. So it's really, really important who you surround yourself with and your level of commitment.
And in the book, The Millionaire Mind, you know, which studies millionaires, they really talk about the people who are successful, they made a choice at one point to surround themselves with successful people. They made a choice that, you know what, I need to be around this vibration because it rubs off. You know, if you have people who are constantly, you know, vibrating and alive and powerful and feeling like, whoa, you know, you're going to go, oh, that's normal, right? And right now in your life, I'm sure that you're going, wait a second, this is a unique experience. This is different. What you just experienced on this call is somehow different. No, this is the norm, but you just have to be willing to create this norm in your life. You have to be able to have this as your container to be able to have you step way up. So, again, you know, millionaires know it, and, you know, this is something that Vish and I were talking about the other day called the tribal effect, right? If you want to be successful, surround yourself with successful people. If you want to, you know, if you don't want to be fat, don't surround yourself with fat people, is what he was saying. And, you know, if you
it's just wherever you want to go in your life, surround yourself with those kinds of people. And David and I get that, and that's why we've created tribes. We used to have something called the Prosperity Tribe, and it's all about we set the vibration because we're the leaders, right? And we've attained a ton of wealth. And we've maintained it over years. David has grown and grown and grown to the point where he can, you know, have a successful multimillion-dollar business. And we don't tell you that for bragging rights. You know, I've done it enough where I can be retired for life. Pretty, you know, it's not for bragging rights. It is so that you can really understand the power of when two leaders say, we're setting the vibration. And then we create a tribe that's set in that vibration. And if you're going to do that for yourself, go do it. But it's so important.
All right, are we ready for Sabotage Solver?
Yep, let's do the Sabotage Solver.
All right. So everybody, here's what you need to know as we head into Sabotage Solver. We're going to go right back into that vibration. We're going to open up. We're going to open up into that space that you were just in. So go ahead and close your eyes and open to that energy as if you never left it for an instant. So go ahead and receive a few deep breaths in this space. Check that volume knob. Go ahead and turn up that volume knob. And I'm going to invite you, even if there's a little bit of a sticky point at one point, go ahead and turn it up all the way until you feel like, bam. until you feel that vibration, you feel that energy, and allow the gold, that gold amplification to start to happen again, and allow that gold to start to expand it. Feel your presence, feel your aliveness, feel that expanding power in this moment. And now, go ahead and crank up the volume again. Amplify this again. Allow it to build. Allow it to expand. Allow it to grow. Allow your energy to start to expand, grow, and be you. Be the real you. All the crap can fall away. All the crap is not who you actually are. Allow that stuff to fall away, and for you to be as powerful as you are related to your wealth and every other area, you can absolutely create whatever it is that you want in this universe and in this world. It is your power and your presence and your alignment and your aliveness that dictates it. It's nothing else. It's not your circumstances. It's what you choose. So in this moment, I'm going to ask you a few important questions as you start to make the rubber meet the road. And this is the sabotage solver, because so many people have a great, profound experience, and then they say, okay, well, I'm just going to tuck that away. I'll almost forget about it. No, don't forget about it. Allow it to become your life. Choose it to become your life. This is where sabotage is headed off at the pass. This is where you need to be in order to have the power and the presence become your living, breathing reality. So when you're ready, ask yourself this question. How are you relating in this moment with this powerful presence and this aliveness and this alignment? How are you relating in this moment to your ability to create money flow? Do you feel like you can create more money from this space? Because money is simply energy. Do you feel that powerful alignment? Do you feel that you're actually more capable than you were in that old way that you used to be? Do you feel you're more capable to actually create more wealth? And if you have one of those inklings, well, I'm not sure, tell me this. If you were to show up in the world having this powerful presence, do you think people would notice? Do you think people would be drawn to you? Do you think they'd be magnetized to you? Oh, yeah. Do you think money is the same way? Oh, yeah. It's just energy. What action now from this place do you need to take in your life right now? What's the action that you need to take in order to make this not just a cool experience that you had, but actually living, breathing reality? What is the action to make this happen related to your wealth? What action, if you took it, would be like, wow, that's putting this energy in motion. That's making this live in my life. Become aware of that right now. Allow it to pop up. Allow your mind to turn down and your intuition to turn up and give you an answer. And you might get an answer that you don't quite understand, but that's how intuition works. It might be go jogging, or it might be make that phone call that I've been putting off making. Or it might be, oh, man, I've got to go in and I've got to ask for a raise, you know, because I'm worth more than that. Whatever it is related to your wealth, what action? And here is where most people stop, but not you. When will you act by? Because it's all about commitment. It's all about you committing to living this new vibration. So when will you take that action by? What I'm going to invite you to do right now is to open your eyes and almost keep this awareness. So you're going to open your eyes and you're going to write some of this stuff down. Write down your action and write down when you will do it. By when? And here's the thing, whenever you're about to make this big leap, a lot of times some of that internal subconscious stuff would sabotage you from actually going for it. So here's another important question so that you don't sabotage, that you actually have this being your living life. What support do I need to accomplish it? What support do you need? Because like I said, people who are successful surround themselves with successful people. How is it that you are going to create the support that you need in order to accomplish this in those moments when you go unconscious, or those moments when you reach for safety, or you start to sabotage, or you say, wait a second, I'm going out of this place of what's known into this new space, who's going to be there for you? What support do you need to accomplish it? And the last one is, who will you tell when you succeed? Who are you going to share this with? Who are you going
to
be like?
I want them to tell me.
Who are you going to be like, woohoo, I did it, I did it, I did it, I did it, I did it. Yeah. You know, who are you going to celebrate with? Who do you need in your life right in that spot? Go ahead and write that down. Write down what support you need. Write down who you're going to tell when you succeed. All right, and we have a special surprise at the end, so you guys are going to want to stay on until the very end of this. So when you're ready, you've got this piece of paper in front of you. Don't let this piece of paper or wherever it is just be one of those things that you set aside. Make it a calendared event. All right. So if you have your calendar, go and take your calendar out and actually write it in right now. And for all the rest of you, go ahead and you have your eyes open. Go ahead and breathe into your power in this moment as we finish out the call together. You guys are rocking it.
Woohoo! Isn't it fun?
Vision,
thank
how you
David.
Doing?
Thanks. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks, guys. We absolutely love this.
It is our pleasure to share it with you because you know what? This is the turning point. This is what happens. You have to make that commitment. You have to be willing to go all the way.
All the way. Because you know what? 99% feels like hell. It feels like SH blank blank. Don't feel good. But 100% commitment, it feels really good. You've got the energy flowing. So,
thanks, guys. Thanks. I really appreciate you being our guest on this call and like sharing all your awesome guidance with the several thousand people here on Find a Mind. So here's what I want to do. Why don't you do a quick review, quick summary, and wrap up of the call? And I also want you to talk to people about your 40 days, 40 nights program because that is phenomenal. So here's the thing, folks. David and Kristen are my personal coaches. Kristen is a total rock star when it comes to business. In fact, the single biggest growth opportunity investment that I'm making in my business right now is an idea that she gave me, and we're sort of working on this together. And David is my coach in terms of like mindset and wealth consciousness and working with the energetic issues behind wealth because like them, I believe it's really 96% subconscious energy mindset related. So I really want you guys to tell people on Find a Mind how they can get more, come across more of your work and learn more from you because I know what you teach is such powerful stuff. So David, Kristen, do you guys want to take it away?
Yeah, you know, we'd love to. And you guys just listen to this for a second because this is not like a CD or a DVD or something like that. No, no, no. What we're going to tell you about is a live program. We do not know if we'll ever do it again. We did it one time 15 months ago. We didn't know if we could ever do it again. It is a huge investment of our time and energy. So listen to this. It's extremely unique. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of why we did it first. It's called 40 Days and 40 Nights to a Quantum Leap in Your Wealth. And you might be wondering what that means or what that is. And, you know, here's what we know. One, it's been scientifically shown. You know, it takes a certain number of days for a person to doing something every single day to change habits. And some of you guys, because of your subconscious, have habits in your life related to your wealth that are not serving you. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but it's the scientists where they had them put on these glasses that turned their whole world upside down, right? And they said if you do it for 21 days, your eyes will turn the world right side up without you taking the glasses off. So they did this big study, right? Well, the ones that did it for 21 days, you got it on day 22, their eyes turned the world right side up. Well, the ones who took them off at day 14 or day 19, right, when they went to put them back on, they had to start at day 1. And so we designed this 40-day program because we know that when it comes to money and it's so pervasive and those are big blocks that people can have, we knew that we needed a program that was 40 days long because we know you guys have got to be doing certain things for 21 days, changing your energy and doing some practical things. And so we know that everybody falls off the wagon because that just happens. And so it gives people enough time to be inside a structure, to be inside a container where you are so held and getting your fanny kicked from time to time. You're being loved like you've never been loved by us and by other people for 40 days so that you can, for 21 days, get those habits that you need changed, those things that are being driven by the subconscious that you need changed to step yourself into a quantum leap in your wealth. So that's really why we designed a 40-day program. The other part of this is it's every day. That's right. People who are taking, and we already have almost 200 people in the program, people who are taking this program with David and me, we're moving in with you. That's right. That's the way for you to make change in your life. Every morning and every night, we're on a call with you. And also, hundreds, maybe thousands, we know at least hundreds right now, it may be thousands by the time we do it, of these beings across the planet, that as we come together, this energy amplifies up and it brings us all to a higher vibration. And we start to take those actions that are aligned. We start clearing through our stuff, and we're literally feeding off of each other's energy because the energy is contagious. And the cool part is you have two people who have created multimillion dollar businesses who've been, you know, I've been a multimillionaire for more than a decade. You know, we are people that are going to set a super high vibration related to that. And honestly, we want to be one of your five. We want to be one of your five if you want us to be for 40 days. You know, I don't know that we can do that afterwards, but for 40 days, we can commit to you that we will set that wealth vibration so high, and you're just going to match it because it's contagious.
And here's the thing. You guys are feeling how you're feeling on this call. You know, this call is just a preview because this is what you start off with on day one. And can you imagine the building effect from day one to day two to day three to day four to day five into day 40? Your life will look dramatically different. Your ability to create in the world will be dramatically different because not only are you going to take it from this energetic place, but you're going to be putting it into action in your life. And the universe loves action. It recognizes it as the most powerful force because you're putting your motion into...
It's just energy in motion.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just energy in motion.
It's phenomenal. So can you imagine 40 days of this building process? Your life will be on a whole new plane, and that's why we call it 40 days and 40 nights to a quantum leap.
Hey, guys. Guys, give them your website address.
Okay, well, actually, I have to announce the surprise. So everybody who stayed on and wanted to hear about the program, this is the surprise. So you heard Vision say that he goes to David for coaching for that internal stuff. You're going to find when you get to your deepest, darkest blocks that are between you and your biggest expression and your greatest wealth in the world that you might want a little one-on-one attention, but there's only one David. And so we not only does the universe reward action, we reward action. Not only does Vision go to David Morelli, many of the people who teach in The Secret go to David Morelli. We can tell you all about that, but some of them are Bob Doyle, Marcy Shymoff. Like, those are people who go to him to clear things when they need to do a big internal clearing. So we're going to reward action here. There are people who already know, you felt the energy, you knew right away, I'm taking this program, I am ready to do this, this feels right to me, because you're one of those people who's starting to listen to your intuition. So for those of you who are doing that, we're going to give you the website. Do you want to take it away, David?
Everything is energy.
Because it is.
everythingisenergy.com/40, standing for 40. So everythingisenergy.com/40. And I got to tell you, the people who are going there right now, I am so excited to work with you personally. Because it is my honor and my privilege to be able to make people or help people make their breakthroughs. I got to tell you, I'm so excited, not only for this entire program, for this 40 days and 40 nights, for the people who I'm going to get to work with personally. So so here's the deal. Starts every morning, starts every night, 10 to 15 minutes. Twice during the week, we have a coaching program where it's laser coaching for 60 minutes to 75 minutes, somewhere in there, where we're actually going to take you through the curriculum that we use in order to be able to break through, and we're going to guide you step by step through this process in order to have the inner and the outer fuse together for your quantum leap.
And we didn't talk about the outer a lot, but we're going to teach it to you guys because we know that it's important. That's actually where quantum leaps lie. But so many people, it's their subconscious stuff ruling it all, that they can't even hear the outer stuff. They don't even do it. And so you're in this structured program where we are going to map out a plan for you to create wealth. Actually, what we're going to be doing is I can become a millionaire in X number of months or years based on my flow and some other components in what we call a wealth equation. And so we'll be walking you through all of that, and the whole while helping you clear, and you're going to be surrounded 24/7 by the most amazing community. I want to tell you about last year's community. This was not a thing that I thought was a huge bonus. You know, it doesn't cost us much money to do it. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, they'll have a 24/7 community. This was in everyone's top three. The people who were in 40 Days and 40 Nights for Quantum Leap in Your Wealth are people that are now masterminding together. They meet each other all over the world. They're together on Facebook. They're best friends. They are friends for life because we go so deep in this program. It is the most sacred space that most, I would say most of the people who took it last year would say it's the most sacred space they've ever experienced in their lives. And I don't know how to tell you that on this call. You just have to feel it. You know, I have walked around. I've meditated. I've cried because I don't know if we'll ever teach it again. And I don't know how to help people know how sacred and how powerful it is. You just have to trust your guidance. And if you feel some sort of spark inside of you that's like, yeah, then you need to go to everythingisenergy.com/40 and sign up for this program. I want to, you know, you can see all the details. It is every morning. It's every night. We're coaching with you. Those are wealth energy calls. We're setting that vibration to bumper your day. And then twice a week, we're coaching with you. You've got the community. That whole energy is contagious. This is literally immersion. We are training you in the energy of wealth so that you can create it in your lives.
So that you can create mastery in your life.
Mastering this area. It will affect everything, your health, your relationships, your spirituality. I mean, this really is a divine, it's a program that will connect you with your divinity. So go to everythingisenergy.com/40. The first 20 of you who have gone there, you're going to get a private session with David, and that's huge. It's huge. He doesn't do private sessions. I think Vishen said how much he charges, but he doesn't actually do them except for friends. He used to do them for clients. But the only people he will do them with are select people in this 40 Days and 40 Nights program.
So people ask, well, what happens when I fall flat on my face during, you know, our, you know, when it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon? We have the fall off the wagon tools so that anytime, anywhere, any place, you've always got our voices to be able to ground into and reconnect to. And you've got us leading you through processes to be able to pick you back up when you fall down and to be able to catapult you into success and into action whenever you want that. So that's part of it.
And so anyone who signs up for this program, stay on this call because we have something we want to share with you here at the end. We're about to wrap up, and we want to share with you some really exciting sort of what to expect now that you're in the program, and you're going to get to meet the, you know, other couple of hundred people who are already in the program. You're going to be woohooing yourself into the, you know, total next level of wealth.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
So a couple of questions. People, I'm getting like Facebook messages from people asking questions. Okay, so I'm just going to go through these questions really rapidly. Firstly, are they replays? So if someone misses a day, because I know I'm taking part in this one as well. I know I travel so much. I'm going to miss a couple of days. Will there be a replay of the daily calls?
Taking it, Vishen?
Will there be a replay of the daily calls?
Yes. And, yes, there will be replays. Each recording is always available instantaneously after the call so that you can download it or you can replay it right there. And Kristen was saying, are you taking it?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm going to be on it.
Woo-hoo!
So I'm going to be part of that community and everything.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that would be so fun.
Year.
So there you guys go. So you know the at least three of the people who will be in the program. You've got a multimillionaire, a multimillion-dollar business owner who's also an energy master, and another millionaire who's in the program. So you got a good start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what other questions are on there?
What time are the calls? I know there are two calls a day, 10 minutes each, but what times are the calls?
So it's 5:30 in the morning Pacific time and 5 p.m. at night Pacific time, but we do replays each hour in order for people to be able to come together whatever time zone they're in. So we have a world – last year we had 11 different countries represented, or 11 or 12 different countries represented around the world. So we craft the program so that you can be in it together no matter where you are in the world.
Got it. Yeah. So here's an Aussie dude who's asking, well, if I'm in Australia, what time is that going to be for me? And I see how you've done it. So basically, if he's in Australia – what is morning for you guys in California will be the evening call for him in Australia. It sort of works out that way, right?
Exactly. We had a lot of Aussies do it with us last time. The Aussies love us.
Okay, and then guarantee. What's the guarantee?
I want to talk to that
one
because I'm so excited about our guarantee. Okay, listen, you've heard this on other programs, you know, 100% guarantee or whatever. We're doing the video right now. We hope that you guys will get it out to you right away so that you can actually meet Kara. She's the gal. that if for any reason you do this program and you show up for your wealth energy calls, you show up for your wealth coaching, you do the practical things that we tell you, that we, you know, give you guidance on, you do all the steps, and at the end you go, you know, that was not worth my money. Great. Send us one email. You're going to send it to Cara. Her name is spelled C-H-A-R-A. She lives here. She has two kids, and she's married. She lives in Boulder, Colorado. And she is your gal that you're going to talk to. It's not going to be a random 800 number. It's not going to be somebody who doesn't know us. You're not sending five emails. We want you. We don't ever want concern about, is this a waste of my money, to be a reason to stop you from an opportunity like this. And so we have 100% money-back guarantee. All we ask is that you participate fully in the program.
That's awesome. And that's also extremely bold. I mean, I know the reason you can do that is because your program is really, really, really good. Because last year we had around 30, 35 people from Finer Minds go through it. And I know the feedback we got was pretty good. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we
really
had 400 people in the program last year. And I think we had two or three, I always forget if it's two or three refunds of the total thing. Because
yeah,
everybody
was
just committed and we delivered rockin' experiences.
Yeah. And so here's another question. I can't pay in full, is there a payment option?
Yes. It's $16.97 for full pay and then $8.97, two payments of $8.97 if you wanted to do it that way. Because we know, you know, you might be building the abundance. You might not be able to do all the abundance in the one shot. So either way, it's a little less expensive to do it in one shot just because there's not as much back end on our end. So it's $8.97 if you wanted to do payment options.
Okay, and can my spouse come? That's another question.
I love this. Okay, I want to say this too. I love this. If you share a bed and a bank account, then that person can take it for free. It's a bed and a bank account. And you know why? Because energy is contagious. And the biggest people who are rubbing off on each other, we're going to be talking about the relationship piece of this a lot in this program. But The big thing is that you and your spouse are rubbing off on each other. And so for all of those left brain, you know, for the women are like, I want to take this. And, you know, husbands are more left brain. Oh, there'll be plenty of structure and the left brain piece of this. And then we're going to guide you to the more intuitive, the deeper work. So it's really, if you share a bed and a bank account, we will let your spouse, or it doesn't even have to be a spouse, you just have to share a bed and a bank account. We will let you take it for free.
Awesome.
And here's the thing, you know,
so
when you realize
like
that your spouse can take it for free, because that's one of the things that people are kind of like, oh, well, I don't know, but, you know, is my spouse going to be okay with this? They get to take it for free, and you have the money-back guarantee if it doesn't end up producing what it is that you want it to produce. It's really, to me, it's the safest investment you could make.
It's a bigger risk not to take this opportunity. And I know that not all 10,000 people are going to take it. And if you do, well, that would be wonderful. But it's a bigger risk for you not to. Because you've got two people who are proven. We have practices that have demonstrated results. You have a money-back guarantee. You can have your spouse or share a bed in a bank account, and that person can take it with you. We're handling the relationship side. You know, we really are teaching you what we live and what we know. And I have never been willing to teach the things that I'm teaching in this 40 days and 40 nights because it needs to be a platform where people are going so deep and clearing their subconscious, because no amount of information that I can give you about investing, about bringing, I'm going to bring on some of my experts that are my financial dream team onto these calls. I wouldn't do that unless I knew you guys were committed to changing on the inside. And because you are, you're going to get access to so much information and ways of creating more wealth in your life. So anyway, yeah, it's a bigger risk not to do it, if you ask me.
Awesome. Now, how about this? So what if you've tried everything? Because this is another question. I've tried everything, okay, and I still feel stuck in a rut. If everything else has failed for me, why would this one succeed?
Well, let me ask you this. How did you feel during this call? Did you experience yourself in a different way? If the answer is yes, most likely that's the starting place. But what most programs lack is that they don't bring both together. I would say I haven't found anything that brings these powerfully together, meaning you go really deep in yourself, you transform on the inside, you align yourself spiritually, but then you put it into actual real action, but not only real action, but actions that are millionaire actions rather than just any old action. Because if you just put it into any old action, what's going to happen is you're going to end up with any old result, right? But if you put that whole power of you into proven methods, what happens is you end up with, wow, a quantum leap. That's where that quantum leap happens. That's why you need to be able to have both. Most only focus on one or the other, and they don't go deep.
And the other part is you don't have an opportunity to do a live immersion program. And live immersion is what people need when you're talking about clearing subconscious blocks around money. It is our biggest stuff. It affects every area of our lives, and most of us live in fear about it. So that's the other thing. And again, you know, there's a money-back guarantee. So you're 100%, I got to say this. You guys, we only want people who are 100% committed. We're setting a certain vibration here. So if you're not 100% committed, this is not the program for you. If you're still sort of just messing around, you don't have to know the how. We're not asking you that. We're saying, are you 100% committed to making a quantum leap in your wealth? And if you are, then this is the program for you. If you're not, it's cool. You know, if you loved us and you want to learn from us, there's other ways to learn from us. But this immersion program is only for people who are 100% committed, only.
Awesome. And hey, those of you who just signed up, please send me a Facebook message immediately because I want to get to know you because I'm also in the program. That way we can all connect. So just shoot me a Facebook message. Just say Vision add me as a friend. I'm in the 40 days, 40 nights program. I'll add you as a friend, and I'm going to just make sure that all of us from Fine and Minds who are part of this are like on the same group on Facebook or whatever, so we can all get to know each other. Because I mean, I love the whole concept of the tribal effect, and that's really important to me. So,
awesome.
So there's a bunch of bonuses, everybody. The bonuses you can find on the webpage. But just so you know, if you decide that you know at the end and you're like, oh, I think I want my money back, which would be shocking. But if you did, you get to keep all those bonuses for free. One is an MP3 player with all the calls loaded on it. Another one is a free intuition course that guides you through being able to hone your intuition. Another one is morning and evening meditations. And another one is Mind Movies 2.0 because we want you sort of visualizing through
your
day.
Life.
Yeah, exactly. So all
Mind Movies rock.
What did you say?
I said Mind Movies rock. That's a great, great product.
We paid tens of thousands of dollars to be able to give our students this for free. It is a big deal. We did
cool.
this because we think that it's a really important tool for you guys while you're in 40 days and 40 nights because you're going to be creating such a big vision for yourself. You need that external movie for you to have created from your soul and be able to reflect on that multiple times a day.
Awesome. So, guys, we got to start wrapping up. So, Chris and David, any final words? And then we're going to do – then those of you who did – who just signed up – oh, here's a Facebook friend request. Those of you who did sign up, please stay on the call. Just stay on the call because we want to we have some additional information and some surprises to share with you. But Chris and David, anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Everythingisenergy.com/40 could be the best choice that you ever made in your life related to wealth. And that is our commitment to you.
Yeah.
That is our commitment to your soul, if you will. That is our heart's calling, and we are pouring everything we've got into helping you transform your life. So if you are so moved, if you have that deep yes inside you where you're like, you know what, this is for me. I just need to act. I just need to act now because if I don't, my subconscious blocks are going to take over again. If you know that's you, go to everythingisenergy.com/40. Be all in. Click that button, you know, click that payment button. As you click it, go yes, meaning this is the vibration that you're starting it in. Click it and be like yes. Even if you're scared, miracles happen from your 100% commitment and from your willingness to take action. So that's the last thing. And then we're going to talk to the people who did sign up here in a moment.
Yep.
So I think we're wrapping up the call, everybody.
So, so those of you who did sign up, if you can just stay on the phone, everyone else, thank you so much for being with us. Stay connected with us on the Finer Minds community and Facebook. If you have any questions about this, you know, just feel free to shoot me a message. I'm always there to answer. Hope you enjoyed the call. Those of you who purchased, stay on. David, I know you have some additional information to share, some really cool stuff.
Yeah, so welcome, everybody. We are so – you just made a huge choice in your life. Congratulations. We are looking forward to taking – you know, this experience that you had tonight is just a sneak peek of what your life will live like.
You're going
to
be woohooing down the streets with everybody every day, twice a day. It is just going to be such a big step that you've taken, like David said. Congratulations. I mean, I'm so excited. We are thrilled. So it's going to be, you know, several hundred of you, maybe 1,000 of you. We don't know. We'll see how this all unfolds. We're starting on September 21st. I don't even know if that's on the sales page. If it's not,
yeah.
then it, So we start on September 21st, if you did not see that on the sales page. And all the calls, of course, are going to be recorded. But we want you guys to be live. So listen, you know, you're already signed up. The thing that I would say is between now and September 21st, really kind of get yourself internally ready. You know, I believe we'll be sending out some of these bonuses. Start doing the energy work. It'll help you so that when September 21st gets here, you're primed and you're just ready to take off. And even if you aren't, we'll get you there, but it's better if you can kind of get yourself there. And then the other part is, listen, we're showing up 100% for you, you know, and we ask that you show up 100%. And some days you're not going to want to show up. So that's the thing we just want to tell you right now. We're going to tell you at the beginning of the program because those subconscious blocks are going to pull on you. So your job, 80% of the work, is just show up. Last year when we did it, people were like, I don't want to come. And then they cleared the thing they needed to clear in that call because they were just afraid to clear it. So if you just trust us, and between now and September 21st, get yourself ready. Start using some of your bonuses. Hopefully you'll get your mind move. You'll have your mind movies, and you can start working all that, although we'll do them together in the program. And then just commit to showing up fully and let us be your guides for 40 days.
And then in between now and then, make sure to get on the community site. We're going to be on there and welcoming you and congratulations. So we'll send you all the login information and all that. We'll send you all the, you know, the call details, all that stuff. All that stuff is kind of in that welcome package in the first initial couple emails. So,
yeah, we'll walk you through it step by step by step so you don't have any question about what to do next.
So, Vishen, we're looking forward to seeing you in there. We'll see you in on the community site, and we'll see everybody else who's in this program on the community site. And look out, man. You're live.
Absolutely. And, hey, guys, I'm really looking forward to getting to know you all. Definitely connect with me on Facebook, and hopefully we'll all get to actually meet in person one of these days.
Oh, that would be
so
great.
Yeah. Awesomeness. Yes.
Hey.
Great stuff.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vishen.
Thank you, David.
Take care.
Thank you, Fine Minds folks, and I'm signing off.